What's going on, everybody? This is the Governor, George J. All you young bulls, get off my lawn. And the rest of y'all cats, if you want to get in on some real hip-hop, check out the Hip Hop Digest Show. Digest Show. Digest Show. Digest Show. Digest Show. Digest Show.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny. Not to hunt, to hunt. It's to protect yourself from the police. The United States is based on guns, you know? Like KRS says, you'll never have justice on stolen land. So it's not gonna change. Gonna change. Gonna change. Gonna change. Gonna change.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What's good? What's good?
It's good, yo. So I'm gonna start it off to say, shit, Kurt G done got out of sick bed to make it.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. I got it this week. Fucked up in the game. Got the sniffles. I went through a box of fucking tissue, toilet paper. Why you getting at me? Why you keep using the toilet paper? Just use the tissue.
Charmin costs too much.
Kleenex with lotion.
You keep calling me nasty and shit.
You're
nasty every time I blow my nose.
So anyway, I want to thank everybody for the well wishes or whatever. Nigga had tonsillitis and shit.
It's crazy to say some shit like that. Nigga, you still alive.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
So. Y'all can have that. Next week, I will not be sick, so let's keep it moving.
All right.
All right, sir. Keep that out the air.
So,
been raining out this motherfucker like we done moved to Seattle and shit.
Nigga, yo, son.
All fucking week, nigga.
My fucking grass is up to my fucking knees and shit, nigga. It's ridiculous. But I know y'all don't get that type of shit out on the West Coast.
Women, weed, and weather. Women, weed, and weather. Fuck all that.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
So, no doubt. So, all right, let's just jump right in. Let's just jump right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is YBN Cordae challenges J. Cole 1985 on the criticisms of the record and the new shit. Well, his shit is called Old Niggas. Now, I don't mind so much. There's two things about that I want to know. What I see a lot of motherfuckers with this YBN shit. I mean, what's that stand for? Young broke niggas? I mean, what? I don't know.
Young broke, never broke again, nigga.
Is that what that shit is?
Yeah, young NBA nigga, never broke again, shit.
So I see a lot of these niggas and shit. So that's the new moniker. And it's funny to me because when I hear a young boy say old niggas, I'm thinking he's like talking to us. Okay. Young pimply face, young nigga and shit. But he's talking to J. Cole. And I'm like, damn, is J. Cole an old nigga?
Shit, if you over 25, you an old nigga.
Yes, sir.
Nigga, you old nigga.
So
there's a big difference between 19 and 27.
Yeah.
A big ass difference.
I got to admit, I'm thinking to myself, when I hear that old niggas, I'm thinking, damn, they talking our generation.
Nigga, we dinosaurs. We don't even exist
to them. Yeah, we've forgotten about.
We don't exist to these motherfuckers.
Hey, so I got to admit, I'm in a bit of a culture shock because I kind of been unplugged all week and shit. And so when I get up on this shit, and I'm like, damn, he's talking about J. Cole, or at least that particular record. Now, I seen a couple people on the text chain talking about, yeah, young nigga, you know, he was saying some shit. And I personally haven't heard any young guy fully explain criticisms on the level like J. Cole had criticism, but he had criticisms on what their career is based on, what the foundation of what they're doing is based on, and how over time, money up to the side of your face does not a 20-year career make. Mm-hmm. And young niggas might get mad about it, but that's just the reality. You know, I haven't heard any young niggas really explain to me, you know, or on that level. Maybe I'm wrong, G. Maybe
I will say I'd rather see them holding the money up to their face than giving it away at a strip club.
Oh, they're gonna give it away later.
I'd rather at least
that's what it's for.
Holding on to it. At least that means you still have it in your possession.
Trust me when I tell you, if you're holding money up to your face, you're gonna be giving it away later.
Yeah, Kurt, if you walk around with cash, it's already gone, B. It's already gone.
How come I didn't ever see these young niggas rapping in front of a fucking brokerage firm?
Because that shit doesn't matter to them, nigga. That's for dinosaur niggas, B. You talking about stocks and portfolios and shit, nigga.
That ain't in the trap, nigga.
That's not what black folks talk about, B. That's not our world, son.
But hold on. But let's get back to the... I don't want to go past the nitty-gritty of the space that these guys exist in as a form of... To me, this old nigga, young nigga is part of the ethos in which they exist. Meaning that you can't be a young rapper and not come out and find some kind of veteran guy. And this isn't, I'm not even talking about battles. I'm not even talking about a young LL who think he got better lyrics than Kumo D. Or Kumo D trying to take out, you know, Starsky, Busy B. I ain't talking about that on a battle level. That's either won or lost. This is an ethos of I exist, and one of the things I got to do to exist is to criticize an older guy who doesn't understand me. Now, I know we done talked about this ad nauseum about kids and depression and having to deal with, you know, living on lean and all kinds of shit. As an older guy, you're right. I don't understand that. Or taking drugs makes you cool. I don't understand that. And if you want to tell me about it, that's one thing. But to have criticism and then directed towards J. Cole, calling him an old nigga, I like you.
I got a good chuckle off of that, actually. Because the kid actually was rhyming. I was like, why
yes,
are
he
you
was.
Mad, son? Like, you not a mumbler. Why are you mad?
Right, yes. And would attract more. It sound like the young nigga got some talent. That's,
yeah.
I was on that same level. I'm like, okay, damn, the young nigga got talent. So you would think if he's really trying to impress a motherfucker, he had just bars on niggas.
Right.
But that's not their world now, B. Their world ain't the drop bars. Most of these niggas is talking about, I ain't about that shit. That's not what it's about. It's about getting money. It's about other shit. It ain't about that. So actually talking about bars and actually trying to go at J. Cole bar for bar, it's not about that shit. He's just an old nigga. It's easier to call J. Cole an old nigga than to actually put out a song going at this nigga.
Well, yeah, indeed. So I'll add part two to this old nigga, young nigga continuation. Is Lil Yachty and Static Selector debate over the generational divide in hip-hop. Now, this is on Tidal. For those who are on the text chain who got Tidal, I'm sure you chime in if you watch it. I watched the 3-minute intro. This, to me, goes beyond what they were saying. You know, seems like they were trying to be cordial to each other. Yachty, gotta give him credit for at least being one of the visible guys can't rhyme, in my opinion, but at least he's out there defending himself, so I give him credit on that. Static Selector, you know, he's trying to represent, I get it. But again, let's get back to the ethos. These guys, Yachty and these guys, only are in the ethos of commercial rap. And if commercial rap doesn't exist, where do they fit in? Because the word culture is overused, just like boycott. Oh, I'm so sick of that shit. Oh, do it for the culture. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Where do you exist? All mumble guys, all futures, all young thugs, all those, these new, what is that shit? YBN types. Where do you exist other than in commercial rap?
They don't exist at all because that's the only place that they fit. Because the only place that they want to be is in that world. They don't want to be part of the culture. They don't want to be a part of that because they don't even know what the culture is. So the only thing that exists for them is the money and the commercialism of this shit. Because if there was none of this, they wouldn't be doing this.
But can I add on to that, though? A little bit of the other side. Just thinking about it as we're talking. They would exist. They do exist, and they exist in spite of what we consider hip hop, rap. Even these folks exist. They have people out here that like that shit. Whether it's played on the radio 60,000 times an hour or not, there are people that like it. So they would exist, but they just wouldn't be. They wouldn't exist within hip hop. They would exist within their own genre or whatever it would be, but it would still be around.
Now, one thing I will say is that I got to give Yachty credit, and beyond the one of the visible guys defending himself, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
I believe you, B, because you said it twice. You're giving this nigga
right,
credit.
Right, I'm giving him credit because if you look at Yachty and you look at a guy like that, you know, guys wouldn't be making, or veteran guys wouldn't be making money or music in this way anyway. Because what it takes to do this, you know, their mastery and what it takes on the social media front. You know, these different media platforms come and go, but each time a new one comes, they on it. The old one goes, they dispatch it. They know they're really savvy in that way to gather a crowd online. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dinosaur niggas don't do that very well. You know? And you got to give these guys credit for that. I mean, some people will say, oh, it isn't hard to do that. But I don't know, B. I mean, that's where the youth are. And that's where, like it or not, they really excel. You know,
right.
let's say you a veteran guy, not even in hip hop. Let's just say you had a band or got a band and you're a veteran. And you play music really, really well. Wouldn't you do well to hire a motherfucker like Yachty as your social media guy or somebody like him?
Well, that's what companies do. They're not hiring niggas like us to do their social media shit. They hiring these young niggas that's really active and know about that shit. And they're going to be on there doing all that shit for them. So, yeah, to hire somebody in that age range or somebody that actually knows and is very active on social media, yeah.
I mean, that is a specific expertise that you got to be up on your P's and Q's on and shit.
Because shit changes so quick with these niggas, especially on social media, B. They go from one thing to the next in 2 seconds.
Yeah, so... I mean, you know, if Yachty was in here, you know what I'm saying? I still say that I want to have the freedom to say, look, young nigga, word is born. You do a lot of things well, but rhyming ain't one of them. You know what I mean?
And that will be a respectable, honest opinion.
Right.
I mean, that's
And, you know, I'm sure he'd come back with the I can't impress dinosaurs.
Yeah. Well, he might just pull out his money phone on
his
you.
Money phone.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Nigga, that's why you broke, and I got your house next to my ear.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. And it's impressive too. You might want to add an extra room on the back, if you will.
I'd be like, yo, can I use your phone for a minute?
I'll bring it right back. I'm just going to the bathroom.
Oh shit, that's what's good. All right, let's keep that rocking. Shit, going to the next title on hip. The next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Spotify pulls R. Kelly and XXX10TacKion from the Spotify playlist during debate. On top of that, more sugar in the Kool-Aid. A woman's advocacy group wants to remove Eminem, Takahashi 6x9, and more from a curated playlist. And there are other people they want to get rid of. They'd like to get rid of Eminem. Did I say him before? Yes.
Yeah, you said him.
Nelly, Chris Brown. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Steven Tyler, Don Henley. They're throwing all kinds of people under the bus. And so let's go through the first part of the topic. Spotify pulls. Now,
we said this already, though, B. Remember when we put this out there as an option of this could happen?
Go ahead, my man.
This could happen.
I'm going to let you do it this time.
And we said it. We said this. You know, and you could say King Killer Cleo, but no, yes.
We all said it.
We said that this could happen. That these niggas could make this happen if they decide to say, fuck it, pull this person's music, and you won't be able to hear it any fucking more.
Yuck, 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 yuck,
and it's out of here. Do you ever think about when you're out of here?
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Yeah.
My nigga. When I seen this shit, I was like, Eureka. But see, when we're debating this shit and we try to be a thoughtful talking blog and shit, all y'all niggas just hating. Really?
No, nigga. We just speak reality, my nigga. We speak, it may sound far-fetched at the time when we say it, and it may sound crazy, but it could happen.
I got rid of all my CDs. Records, I long ago, this streaming is wonderful. Now look, Spotify is quick to come out and say, look, Okay, we pulled them from curated playlists, but you could still get them if you really want to listen to them on your set personally. Now, one thing I know about this whole new number shit is driven by curated playlists,
which is basically run by people that work for them.
Right.
These people that, like, Apple has curated playlist people that actually run their curated playlists, the R&B, the whatever sections that run these playlists. So they're the ones that actually put these numbers together, and they come back with all this shit. So that lets you know that you're getting to see behind the curtain a little bit if you actually watch and see what the fuck these niggas is doing.
On top of the more popular dick ride blogs, Complex, et cetera, et cetera, all these motherfuckers got curated playlists, and somehow their curated playlists always end up at the top of the charts. But, you know, the fix is not in, but that's what they tell me.
You know.
If you told me that that horse was going to win, but you didn't break the other horse's leg, okay.
Oh.
Give me 200 on Gravel Pit.
Yes, because I know that other horse is not going to win, because his leg is broke.
So anyway, the copy says, in wake of Spotify's newly launched hate content and hateful conduct policy, a women's advocacy group, Ultraviolet, has called on the streaming media service to take more action. And then Mr. Jonathan Price, Spotify's vice president of marketing policy, said the company also partnered with advocacy groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, GLAAD, the Anti-Defamation League, and others to help direct hateful content. What kind of chances is Spotify taking here?
They're taking a big chance, B. A big fucking chance, because you're setting yourself up for anybody and everybody that gets mad at somebody to have their shit pulled. Like you said, the Jewish Defamation League, you got people, you got all the black people that get mad at somebody, decide, fuck it, pull anybody. And you're starting to set yourself up in a bad way.
Can I tell you what this is becoming?
My man.
It's becoming the proverbial slippery slope. However, on that slippery slope, there's bacon grease and three banana peels, too.
Ooh, man, that's a slippery slope, my nigga.
And a barrel of oil.
Exactly. They opened up an incredible door that they might not want to be fucking with.
Yeah.
But it also shows you the fucking power that these motherfuckers have and the arrogance.
Well, look, advocacy groups are just that, advocacy groups. They put in a lot of petitions on a lot of shit constantly. Now, again, this is America. You do have a very wide berth of freedom here. Now, it's up to individual.
That's perceived freedom, my nigga.
Okay, I won't argue that. But what I'm saying is that the companies can or cannot decide what they want to do about any particular issue here. But we have the number one de facto streaming company, period, Spotify, bowing and yanking joints. They are actively yanking joints. And whether they're going to yank Eminem or Steven Tyler or Nelly or any of these other guys remains to be seen. But I believe that they are taking an awful chance and will let an upstart seize the moment. We don't pull joints over at Tata.
Well, see, they you know what?
We don't pull joints at Apple.
But wait, thinking about it though, Killer, it's like you said, they're pulling it from the main shit. But if you want to listen,
it's still there. You can go and you could type search and go find them. They're still
right,
in there.
Right. All R. Kelly albums.
But a lot of people ain't got the time to be looking for shit in this microwave society.
Right. Like I said, the curated playlist is the key here, G. Like, look, typing R. Kelly take too long in today's society when you can pull up the, you know, 100 best R&B since 1990. Well, you know R. Kelly's on it, you know, and there's plenty of them, you know. You don't have to look. So, I don't know. To me, the slippery slope is, but in that aspect of it, King Killer is ready to teach, and I have an expansive history lesson.
Number two's
to tell you the dangers and why niggas like us look at y'all young niggas sideways because, see, we don't put work in. First in King Killer's history lesson, the lesson of pooled music and piracy starts way back in the 80s with a group called the Parental Music Resource Center, PMRC. Okay, it was way back when in a United States hearing in Washington, D.C., that heavy metal singer Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, Frank Zappa, and singer John Denver testified on the Senate floor against this particular organization. Okay, these are rock musicians. At that particular time, Tipper Gore, who was running this organization, Al Gore's wife at the time, she had
Al Gore used to be the vice president for y'all youngins.
Oh, I didn't think I had to say that. But all that being said, but he was a senator at this time. Senator Gore's wife had a particular issue with heavy metal bands. Okay,
even we're not going to take it.
Right, we're not going to take it. Very good.
Anymore.
Very good. Twisted Sister. she had a particular issue with heavy metal bands, but John Denver, who was not offensive, but she had a problem with him. You know, Rocky John Mountain, Denver. Nigga, Rocky Mountain. Ha!
Damn. John Denver, he just wanted to fly.
Yo, rest in peace. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
No doubt. So anyway, she had a problem with that. But they testified and was like, look, this is America. You know, this is freedom of speech. You really can't do anything about it. Miss Gore, in particular, had a huge problem with your boy Prince. Also, rest in peace. He had a record out at that time, Darling Nikki, and she was totally upset about that.
Is Tipper Gore putting hits on niggas?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Clearly.
So, but anyway, but that's where it starts. It starts way back in the mid-80s, anywhere from like 83 to 85, I think that took place. And then we're going to continue to move on when we, and I'll just drop jewels. The FBI's letter to NWA. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, they was on NWA's ass, you know. And the FBI, along with certain police departments, were showing up in certain cities and shutting down NWA concerts. Okay.
The scene in the movie was real.
Right. There's no question about that.
Like, y'all niggas is mad fucking bored wasting tax people and payers fucking money with shit like this.
Hey, B, but I'm saying, look, what I'm trying to do is just educate the young boys who don't like, you know, us. Think we against them. Let me drop some jewels on them, okay? Two Live Crew, of course, nasty as they want to be. I've said this a couple times on the show. I'm going to continue to educate with it. Attorney Jack Thompson and activist also, you know, we know what that was all about down Florida. You know, Two Live Crew on trial for obscenity in 1990. Of course, they won the trial, but it all stems from Mr. Jack Thompson, who asked, what was it, Martinez, the sheriff, or was that Governor Martinez and Janet Reno, who was the Attorney General in Florida at that time, to prosecute Two Live Crew on obscenity charges. They declined to prosecute, and that's when he went to the local authorities. They set up a sting, okay, and had a underage girl, meaning under 16, I believe, go in an independent record store and see if she could buy a copy of Two Live Crew, Nasty As They Wanna Be. The little girl walked in the store. She bought the copy. Them motherfuckers, it was Sheriff Navarro, I believe.
Nick Navarro.
Niggas kicked the door in, cuffed the owner and shit like he was selling drugs out of the record store and shit. Charged Two Live Crew with obscenity, okay? Of course, they went to trial and beat it, but still.
Can I just pause for a second, though, man? I wish people could see you because I'm looking, I'm like, you even did the handcuff movie.
Cuffed and stuffed.
I'm sorry.
This is so good. You know, let's remember, Newt Gingrich encourages advertisers to drop rap radio stations in 1991.
Not old Uncle Newtie.
Yes, sir.
Jeez.
MTV bans Public Enemies by the time I get to Arizona, 1991. Bill Clinton's Sister Soldier moment, 1992, where your boy Bill Clinton came out and had to say something. And said that I don't believe in Sister Soldier and what she stands for. Sister Soldier, who basically came out and made a statement that those who propagate violence against African Americans, African Americans may turn around and propagate violence against them.
Doubt it. Oh, I'm sorry. Little Malcolm tried to sneak out.
Tommy Boy prevented the releasing of Paris's Sleeping with the Enemy, 1992. Tommy Boy said, fuck it, we don't want none of that.
We don't need that play.
Of course, the world-famous C. Dolores Tucker ended up being a slumlord herself, but I digress. Her rap war, along with Calvin Butts in the famous steamroller events of 93-94. And of course, one of the most famous things of all time is Cop Killer by Ice-T. Was pulled from record stores. I mean, that was really more to Ice-T because Warner was backing him early, but then they ended up switching on him later. But
shit, you know what? When the motherfucking when the owners start talking at them golf clubs and they say, "Come on, B, you got to pull that shit."
Son. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it was pulled from record stores. You know, it was crazy because along with something that really took place, and I got a quick quiz for you on this next one. Along with that was the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association filed a civil lawsuit on behalf of its 1,700 members, naming Ice-T along with another rap group, the Almighty RSO, who were doing all the wrong things with their song, One in the Chamber. What I want to ask you is, who is the famous thug who is part of the Mighty RSO crew?
Shout out to the Source Magazine.
Go ahead, reel it in.
Mr. B?
Mr. Benzino. He's a part of the Boston's Almighty RSO crew. So,
he's a TV star now, ain't he?
Yeah, apparently. So that just lets you know, yo, that is a brief King Killer educational moment is a work that we've already put in, okay? And young niggas can be mad at us all day, but that's the work that our generation has put in, okay, against this type of shit. And the companies that y'all niggas think got your back 100, because they think Spotify they boy, right?
They better not.
They think Spotify is personally looking out for them.
Because they get money.
While you gave that history lesson, all I was hearing in the background was the Roots saying nothing new, nothing new. Y'all ain't saying nothing new. Because it's been going on. But if you don't look at history.
Yeah, but B, what I'm not seeing, and this is a key thing, what I'm not seeing, other than a couple of words from Kendrick Lamar's label head, he said some things, said, wow, that's pretty dangerous. I haven't seen an outcry.
There won't be an outcry.
I haven't seen an outcry.
There's not going to be an outcry when it comes to shit like this. We already mentioned names, my nigga. When you start putting the names in here and you start putting people with these names, nigga, who's going against the Jewish Defamation League, B? I don't know if anybody's fucking with them.
But where that's is powerful the ACLU? Music, my nigga.
That's
where
that's,
are they standing up for our freedoms of speech?
You're not fucking with that.
What not?
Be in a. You're talking about a United States of America, where lobbyists run the country, my nigga.
Son,
lobbyists run this fucking company.
Can I stop you for a minute,
this
B?
Country, B.
Can I stop you for a minute?
Spotify.
Let me stop you for a minute. This is what I'm saying here. And I'm not saying that I'm not playing the old. It was better back in the days. We fought. I'm just saying the FBI, senators, Senate committees, you know, activist lawyers, you know, state governments, full police sources in different cities came at hip hop to the fullest. And what I'm saying is not hearing anything is that I'm not hearing the top guys in hip hop say, if you pull Nelly shit, take my shit off.
Nigga. Come on, B. Nigga. It's a dog eat dog. Always has been, always will be. And that ain't just with fucking hip hop. That's with everybody.
If you pull XXX Tentacion shit, pull my shit, I get an exclusive over here with Jay-Z who gonna support us.
It's killer dreaming. You dreaming, B?
Nigga. They not you doing dream. That, B. They ain't cutting off their checks, B. No matter how
are
small
you
they may be.
Harry?
You leave exactly. What are you looking for, what? B? B, they trying to get their own money phones, B.
Damn, B.
Yeah.
B. So you mean to tell me that they're in the future, guys could be thrown to the lions, could be thrown to the wolves.
Could be thrown to anything you want. They could be thrown to the ants.
Thrown right now. I'm not a fan of R. Kelly the human being, but he's got music out there that people love, and you think that anybody else is gonna? Nobody said nothing. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, B. Again, it's a superficial wound. It's a flesh wound because yeah, they may take it off of your wonderful curated playlist, but you can still get it. Now, maybe when the time comes when Spotify is not quite a label.
No doubt.
But when they start yanking shit like 100 yank, then people might be like, yo. But until then, nah, B.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying.
Good luck with that.
Hey, look, like just like Kurt G said, somehow I think we'll be revisiting this topic,
B. It's in the future. They're setting themselves up for the 100 yank. They might be at a 75% yank right now, but they're setting themselves up for the 100.
Because that would be a problem.
Exactly. Because if OJ had music, he might be on the 100 yank.
All right. Well, we're going to see. Hey, we're going to see, man. No doubt. Let's keep it rocking.
You're not talking about, hey, OJ, huh?
Not Juice Man.
All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Brothers Gonna Work It Out, Public Enemy.
Yes, right. Sir.
Flavor Flav has come to his senses against his suit against his longtime partner, Chuck D, of responsibility of alleged mismanagement of unpaid royalties. Flavor Flav has, Chuck D decided to take the high road first and was like, you know, right now Flav bugging. Came out and said we're supposed to be getting the same percentages. I don't really know what's up. But we found out what was up. See, since Flavor Flav had become a reality TV magnate, he incurred certain production costs and unpaid taxes that he failed to take care of, and he still owes those people. Now, he turned around and seen the only real money stream that he was getting was coming from Public Enemy royalties. Now, he took Chuck D's name off. He left everybody else, current and ex-management of Public Enemy, some producers, Bomb Squad, ex-guys, and current. He's still suing them. But basically, Flavor Flav's money got fucked up somehow. He realized that Chuck didn't really have anything to do with it. And he pulled Chuck D's name from the lawsuit.
All Flavor Flav need to do is just look in the mirror and say, I did this. I ain't saying he got screwed in some kind of way, because you know when you talk about numbers, them shits start making niggas get crazy. But I think most of this shit is him.
Well, it is. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, you got Flav, who's always had a long history of trouble, on and off drug abuse in his life. I mean, so... his money is fucked up. I don't know how that Flavor of Love shit worked out for him financially. Apparently not enough. You know, we know the IRS is now involved, you know.
Well, you people act like they never heard that remix from Uncle Sam called Taxes, nigga. It's like, damn.
I mean, it goes beyond taxes, yo. I mean, I know,
but that's big. That's big. Because what did you say? He realized he was in arrears and he got to get this money. So, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
So take Chuck's name off so I could go back to doing work with Chuck again so I could get this money.
Well, certainly. And where Chuck was like, that's my man, still 50 grand and shit.
Chuck still love him. It's right. Real love there.
Right. He went on the road with his other group. You know what I mean? And
right.
Was getting paid and doing what he got to do. So... I mean, you know, hey, shout to Flav, man. I ain't got nothing but love for Flav, man. But you can't really. It's a good thing Chuck D love you. You know what I mean? Because if you're in another situation, nigga, you finished with cats doing that shit. So.
Well, it still might be finished. Chuck might just be one of kind dudes.
Nah, right. Chuck will never be finished with Flav. And I think.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's a one of a kind dude.
Right. So, that's what's up. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, the corporate rappers in some trouble.
So they say.
Yeah, Corp Robert's in some trouble. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we... the corporate's lawyer's hanging out tonight. Jay-Z, also known as The Corporate, has been accused of falsifying Beyonce and Kanye West's title streaming numbers. The streaming service has enlisted a cybersecurity firm to conduct a review of what happened. I don't know why they're conducting a review. It's not the first time Tidal's been sort of underground. Talk about inflating numbers. The problem with that is you're inflating numbers and you're getting royalty payments from the labels on the numbers you're giving them. And Jay-Z scarcely needs to inflate Kanye or Beyonce numbers. Well, maybe Kanye now, but wifey numbers are always going to be secure. So he doesn't need to inflate that. And I'm not saying that he did it personally, but like some other people we know, he might have been in the room and knew about it. How about that, lawyer?
Now, see that.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Now, see, that's where I was coming in at. I was like, I don't know about it. Him actually being the one doing it. See, that's some algorithm shit there. Somebody else is putting them and screwing with numbers and shit like that. Like you said, he may have knowledge. Now, good luck proving that he had knowledge of it. But yeah.
Federal prosecutors got motherfuckers in the motherfucking federal office building downtown. Next thing you know, somebody testifying. Well, Jay didn't actually say it, but at every board meeting, Jay kept saying, well, you know, in order to do this, that, and the third, we needed a 2.5% to 3% clearance rate, and we made it happen.
So you saying they're going to have Bobby Mueller down there?
Hey, that's what I'm just saying. You have somebody like Mueller putting pressure on you.
What's interesting to me is Tidal is one of the newer platforms, right?
Well, they say Tidal's been around for a minute, but it's never been big. It's never blow up.
I'm saying as far as being one of the must-haves.
Okay, no doubt, right.
Fairly new, right? So there's these other platforms that do the same exact thing, right?
They can hide their numbers better.
They've never been investigated. All of a sudden...
Oh, hold up. You mean to tell me somebody done snitched?
Hey... I'm just saying.
They trying to get rid of the competition?
I'm just saying.
They feeling a little bit threatened by Tidal?
The head of SoundCloud ain't never went on concert and was rapping about white men taking money and black people bringing money over here. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Damn, you know what I'm hearing? I'm just hearing the bass line that can't knock the hustle. I'm just hearing the bass line that can't knock the hustle right now, B. Now, that's the conspiracy, brothers. I mean, but you know what? You're right. Let me tell you something. I don't know why. And again, he's third, fourth place. I mean, right now, the corporate rapper and his entity is no threat to the big boys. Why snitch?
Because he's a fly. He's a fly in the room, and they're sick of it. He always got shit to say about Apple. Talk about these other niggas. So it's like, nigga, just shut the fuck up.
And what'd he say? Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie.
Come on, y'all.
Maybe they do.
Come on, y'all. We need that 3.5% ceiling.
Cheer.
Elsewhere, Hits Daily Double is reporting that your boy, the corporate rapper Jay-Z, has been ordered to testify in New York federal court by the Securities and Exchange Commission in regards to questions about fraud involving Iconics Brand Group after Jay sold Rockaware to Iconics in 2007. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating possible trade law finance reporting violations. Boy, your man is playing with the big boys. Fuck with the Securities Exchange Commission.
So that right there, now if you want to get into your conspiracy shit, that lets you know that, yeah, somebody done pulled on Superman's cape. Somebody done said, you know what? Whispered in the ear like, yo, that nigga Jay, I don't like that shit right there. They eating a banana. They eating a banana right now, B.
No!
I'm gonna have to drop dime on that shit right there.
No!
Yeah, it's a nigga eating a banana in the room, my nigga. And they looking at Jay like, yeah, that nigga need to go. They drop dime on that nigga. They trying to get him out the picture.
Oh, no!
That billionaire status, B.
So they trying to get him out the picture, and what they trying to do is either get him out the picture or get him back in line.
Oh my goodness, you know. So basically we come down to Jay get back in line, or somebody come past Jay and stuff a lot of fucking money in his coffers. Let's get you. Okay, I'm willing to go ahead and set you straight. I'll go ahead and pay you. I mean, I got enough to get you straight, but keep your fucking mouth shut, B.
Exactly.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh,
man. I know, a long time ago.
You know how this shit go, B.
Deal with gangsters.
You know how this shit go. We just don't deal with it on a black level like that, nigga.
Right.
But you seen it straight up.
Yep.
Nigga, I just... I'm not a conspiracy buff. Never have been, but... I'm pulling for the corporate right now, my nigga.
Boy, he's got him coming. On both lines.
Yeah, I'm pulling for the corporate right now, yo.
He's got enough dough to get a really, really, really good lawyer, so we'll see.
All right. Boom, boom, boom. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I'm going to give you guys just one guess. Who is the number one rapper in hip hop in the last 3 years?
Your boy.
Who's that?
What's that nigga's name with the beer and bongs and pongs?
Ding, ding, ding. Kurgy, you win the prize.
I can't even think of the name of that fucking album. Beer and Pongs.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever the fuck.
It's just whack anyway. Post Malone.
Thank you. That's how good he is. I don't even remember that nigga's name.
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, I'm going to give you something to think about here. I'm going to give you something to think about. Post Malone will likely hold on to the top spot in Billboard 200 for the third week in a row. Post Malone knocked off J. Cole's recent KOD for the most streamed in 24 hours. Beer, Bongs, and Bentleys has broken.
There you go.
The first day streaming, and both globally and U.S. globally, he had about 80 million streams. In U.S., he racked in another 50 million.
No inflation on those numbers.
Post Malone has the most simultaneous top 20 records in streaming history. No Future, no Drake, no Gucci, none of them niggas.
Are you getting ready to start your white people on the top list again?
No, well, what I'm, and yes, I should, but let me tell you something. See, these topics around GOATs, you know, they come off in real wet, you know, on and off, who's the GOAT of this, that, and the third, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So pretty soon, somebody's going to start saying, in the entire history of rap music, Post Malone is the top-selling record guy ever. No Tupac, no Hammer, no Vanilla Ice, no Biggie, none of them motherfuckers.
And if they want to start talking rap music,
they're gonna start floating Post Malone's name in a GOAT somewhere. And there's certain guys that's going to be taking a backseat.
And as long as that goat is eating paper out of a trash can, I don't mind. Mm. As long as that don't stand for greatest of all time.
So is that a bad thing?
B. See, this is the problem in when you're dealing with a generation who only exists in the aspect of commercial rap music. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're like, wow, you know, look, when you really look at the history of, they're saying, okay, from Rapper's Delight up, Post Malone's the guy.
For?
Are we talking commercial rap?
Yeah.
If we want to start talking commercial rap, I might give you an argument with Post. If you want to start talking commercial and you want to say, okay, he's been one of the guys, the top guys. You want to throw him in the top 10? I'll give you some argument there.
Now, see, the problem is because this list is the list you're going to see. Okay? You're going to see like a Post Malone, you know, some other white rapper, Drake, you know, some young Lil or YBN to come, and then Biggie, Tupac, or Hammer, Biggie, something like that. You're going to see a notable guy, you know,
and you can just immediately discard that list because you know that list is absolute trash
to the people it really matters to, or to people that any of this really matters to. Really, honestly, I'm sure that it'll be another Post Malone at some point. He'll be forgotten about too. It just so happens that he's the trophy guy right now, but it won't last.
Right much now, long. He is the marionette puppet. He's the perfect fucking weapon for them right now.
Every fucking week, some record is getting broken.
Right, at some point in time, this shit. I don't remember what show you said this shit on, but at some point in time, this shit has to reach a fucking zenith. It has to reach a point of saying, you know what? Enough is a fucking enough.
Yep.
Every week, records is getting broken?
Right.
You mean you tell me that this shit, there's no limit to records being broken on this shit?
And two, it's not going to be, and forget about hip-hop. Forget about hip-hop, because at some point in time, that's when you're going to start seeing, you know, and they're already been skirting around this shit with Aubrey and them niggas, you know, skirt. Beatles records and this, that, and the third. And next thing you know, Post Malone, more records sold than the Eagles, Elvis, Beatles, you're Michael Jackson. I mean, these are the type of records and shit. Eagles, Hotel California done sold damn near fucking real physical copies, you know, a ridiculous amount, you know. I mean, what, you gonna fucking Post Malone, my nigga? I mean, the point I'm saying is that Billboard, Spotify, Apple Music, RIAA, every last one of these motherfuckers are in cahoots.
You sound like a conspiracy brother.
Well, that's not a conspiracy. Brother? That's not a fucking conspiracy.
Yeah, Curtis, get his robe.
do you need the medallion tonight, my brother?
You having a ceremony?
I think we might have a ceremony. Is he joining the club?
No, I get you. I know what you're saying, but so anyway, when they do this, and what I feel good about is it's not going to only be us. You're gonna have guys, rock guys, real record people come out and say you gotta stop this bullshit. Mm-hmm. This is some bullshit. Okay, you know
you gotta put a clear line. Like we said, you gotta put a clear line and saying this is this and this is this, and you don't even put them together.
Right,
and nobody's gonna be mad.
And nobody's gonna be mad.
No. Because in the cyberspace, if you want to put Post Malone best of all time, look, I'ma let butthurt Aubrey fans deal with that. Okay?
There you go.
Because your boy Aubrey don't look like he gonna catch no Post Malone. Now Aubrey gonna come out first week shining, okay? But you know,
Aubrey gonna break records too.
Oh, he gonna come out first week shining. But
again, we gonna be like, this shit's gotta stop. At some point, we keep breaking records.
Well, at some point, it won't matter. Who,
and you're telling me about you going after Jay-Z for inflated numbers? Are you serious here? Y'all niggas is fucking. What are you trying to tell me here? You niggas is inflating numbers every week, and you're going after this nigga?
6 trillion listens.
Are you fucking kidding me? A record's getting broken every week, and you're going after this motherfucker for inflated numbers?
I'm a hustler, baby.
Jay-Z better get his ass back in line, because they want you, nigga.
Wow, son. I just find that absolutely incredible. No doubt. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking Post Malone. Fuck Post Malone. Next stop going to Hip Hop Digest.
It ain't Post. It ain't Post. He's just a puppet, B. It ain't him. Because his shit can be going brick every week, every time it comes out. It's just that they keep pushing his shit. He's in the machine and they loving him.
Personal foul, 15 yards, team killer.
All right, certainly next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Let the Veterans In. This was crazy. I'm flipping through the YoungBoy blog, if you will. And I'm looking at all these fucking mixtapes, and I'm just like, and albums, just the whole shit. I'm looking at shit, I'm like, fuck. Man, I see this veteran joint pop up. Two veterans from the soil.
From the soil?
Yes. From the soil. The first joint, Let the Veterans In, is E-40 Be Legit. Connected.
Definitely from the soil.
Yeah, Connected and Respected, coming in at 19 tracks long. When you motherfuckers gonna learn that shit is too fucking long?
19 tracks of
E-40? E-40 Fonzarelli.
But let me tell you. I'll tell you, this trap shit, this trap drum shit,
No. Let me
give you, hold up, B. Hold up. I'm gonna give you a backstory to let you know where I'm coming from.
I wish y'all could see. I wish y'all niggas could see Igor's face right now. This nigga's face, yo. He look like he's about to have a coronary.
No, hold up. Let me give you a backstory. So, this trap shit, me and Kerr G, we done stuck our toe back in the production. Game Justin, we having fun with it, though. We ain't doing nothing serious. We just having some fun on a production tip. And we bought a machine. Okay. Native Instruments, shout to you. It doesn't matter what you use. A machine, that new MPC, software only. We got to look inside the looking glass. And these motherfuckers, it's a wonder why every fucking thing sounds the fucking same. Because you can fall down and hit your head on the drum pads and end up with a trap beat. It's that fucking easy.
Damn.
So I'm inside the looking glass. So back to E40. I'm listening to the record, and I'm like, damn. This trap shit got me so fucked up that this E40 shit and this Be Legit sounds reasonable. It has West Coast traditional production.
Same old E40 and Be Legit shit.
Same E40 Be Legit shit. I mean, even fucking E40 with some shit, some lyrics and some lines that had me like, oh shit. And I don't like E40. I mean, that's where we're at. Now, that's not a diss on the project, though. No.
You don't like E40's music.
I don't like E40's music, but never have been a fan of E40. But that being said, if you ask me, do I want to listen to NBA Youngboy or E40 and Be Legit? I'm listening to E40.
It's going to be E40 all up in this blotch.
All up in this blotch.
As he says, from the soil.
Yeah, I got to get that one. I fucks with 40.
So, no doubt. So, anyway, other than that being too long, that actually dropped back in April 6th, but... You know, shout to them. You know, E40, Be Legit, don't let the veterans. And the next project is From the Soil, Too Short.
Wow.
Sex Tape. 11 tracks, short enough, dropped May 5th. Want to hear Too Short on trap beats?
That's what this is?
Pick the project up.
Wow.
Now, it's not trap. Hold up, Swerve. It's trap beats because whoever did the production is using the same trap kit. And there is some trap hooks and stylings to make a young boy feel good. He'll diss the project, no doubt. But certainly the sound of the drums, the kicks, snares, and hi-hats are all from trap kits.
He the first rapper to publicly retire?
I believe he was.
I think he retired like way back, a long time ago.
Shit, that was like 2001 or something.
Some shit, wasn't it late 90s?
Yeah, that's before Jay-Z retired and all these other niggas retired. Yeah.
Short. Yeah. Real talk, if you want to hear trap stylings with Too Short on them, that's his new joint. I literally did not enjoy anything on it. I kind of, as getting the topics together, I'm listening to joints or whatever. I had to give Short the 30 seconds in and out because I just couldn't deal with it. Now, conversely, the Be Legit and E40 was a pleasurable listening experience.
Was Too Short rhyming the same way he's always rhymed?
He's rhyming, same, you know, Sex Tape. You know, give head. Same. I'm saying
this delivery over trap music. Yes. I can't.
But yes.
The Too Short delivery slow anyway.
Yes.
So trap beats almost fit him.
So
I just can't imagine it. So I'm gonna have to do a.
Now just do yourself a favor.
I'm not curious, B. I am not curious.
Look, if you do yourself a favor, just give a passing glance at the E40 project. Because actually, You know,
I'm definitely gonna fuck with that E40.
He has traditional West Coast production on there.
He now, don't make me treat it like the tithing basket.
B
to the side.
B, don't get me wrong. What trap?
You better put an envelope in there, nigga.
What new production and trap stylings? The only thing that's on the E40 project, they use that as like sprinkles on the donut. It's not on there, but there is some trap sprinkles on the donut. That's the most that they do on that. So,
I'm just fucking listening.
All right, well, Kurt G's fucked up. Let's see,
Almost. Ooh. You made me watch that 2 Chainz shit, so we got to talk about it.
Oh, fuck.
You made me watch it.
You forgot about it this week.
I did. Yeah. I was out. I'm just totally fucked up. These other topics had me. Okay, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Rapture 2 Chainz, if you will.
2 Chainz.
The educated street nigga.
So.
This nigga was not going to let you slide either. He was like, hold up, nigga. You made me watch that
okay,
shit.
Okay, all right, look.
We're going to talk about it.
Look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it. I don't understand. And I don't still see what all the fuss about 2 Chainz is all about. I do believe 2 Chainz has a mutual respect for traditional hip hop. More importantly, 2 Chainz knows what traditional hip hop is and is very educated about such.
Yeah, I'll even mentioned that in there.
Yes,
his New York sensibilities.
Right, he has that. He has that more than any of these other guys that I see out there, and I give him credit for that. But for
you know what though,
my man,
2 Chainz is not a mumble rapper. That's what I want to say. I understand him. I kind of think he's like just looking at him is probably a cool ass dude. I don't mind his music per se. I understand him trying to be in that middle shit, which might rub some people wrong. But it's just interesting to me, like you said, the allure of this guy's music and him. I mean, maybe because he's all about shiny stuff. You know, people like shiny stuff.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, you know, another thing I'll give him, he seems to be a family man. Certainly had his kids, you know, front and center. I appreciated that about him. Again, I don't know what it is, again, about his music. I mean, certainly being a celebrity, you know, it works well for him. I don't have a lot to say about that because, you know, actually, I've gotten into a space where a few of these, including 2 Chainz, was actually pretty boring. I didn't really, and even, you know, look, he has a similar story, being a young boy, growing up, you know, serving packages or whatever. You know, fuck, you know what I mean? I was a young boy, you know, running packages up and down Willis Lane, too. You know what I mean? I get it. You know what I'm saying? That is not, when you grow up in a certain time and form of fashion in African-American households, it doesn't have to be that way. You know what I'm saying? I did it. You know what I'm saying? But not everybody does that. And not everybody continues to do that. So, but I get the story. I don't know, B. It's 2 Chainz. I just...
2 Chainz to me was boring only for this fact. It wasn't like it taught you anything about 2 Chainz. It's not like you learned anything. It's, you got 2 Chainz and it's like, yeah, you knew this.
I agree.
This is who he is. And I'm a 2 Chainz guy. I like 2 Chainz. I do. And I just like, I like him more for his trap type shit. I don't, not for his, him trying to do hip hop shit, trying to show that he's got lyrics and trying to show that he's this and he's that guy. He doesn't have to prove that to me.
I know at the end when it was going off and they hit that trap version of Dukes of Hazzard. I was like, oh. I like that,
just the good old boys.
Let me tell you something, man. Anything can be normalized and shit. And as a young beau, I would be lying to say if I wasn't fucking with the General Lee as a fast car goes.
Or Daisy and them Dukes?
Yeah, I mean, come on, B. So, you know, anything can be normalized and
yes,
shit.
Sir. We had no clue what that Confederate flag meant.
So.
Oh, hell no. Or actually did, but didn't even think about that at that point.
Right, no doubt. So, you know.
Let's go. P. Coltrane.
That's what's up. All right.
Well, thank you, sir, for letting us get that out. had to purge that shit.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. So we'll continue. I did forget about that, but next week I will not again. We're going to continue Rhapsody. The Rhapsody coverage, no doubt. Yeah. All right, here we go. Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week we got Recognize Ali, God's Vision. That's Recognize Ali, God's Vision. And we got Musa Reams. Lately I've been soul searching too. That's Musa Reams. Lately I've been soul searching too. And the instrumental joint is Exile Baker's Dozen. That's Exile Baker's Dozen. Yes, Exile.
So anyway, I ordered my Peace Trimentals, two instrumentals.
Yeah, he was banging that joint when I came in the crib.
Nigga, this shit.
I see it back there on the decks.
That shit came in a beautiful black and gold marbled vinyl that is absolutely beautiful. I thought it was just black when I ordered it.
Send me the picture, and I'll get it out there.
So anyway, so that's all. That's it. Yo, I'm glad to be back, yo. You know how we do Hip Hop Digest, taking no shorts.
and real quick, I'm still coming out of pocket with a free t-shirt for the first person that shows me a response from Dion Summers at XM Radio.
Oh,
or
shit.
Satellite, whatever the fuck it is. Sirius XM, I don't know. I'm sending a t-shirt to whoever gets a response on that tweet that I put out there.
Oh, that's what's up. Free yes, hip hop. Matter of fact, let me double that.
Whoa.
I'm adding a t-shirt on that. Anybody who gets a response from them XM niggas, King Killer's throwing a shirt on the Barbie.
Well, now you got two T's.
That makes three then. Fuck it.
Ding, oh, ding, wow. Ding. What you call that shit? Where your man was like bang, bang, bang.
We all in, nigga.
You get a set.
You get a set of T's, my nigga.
Response. All right, that's what's up. Peace.
No doubt.
One.
Cherries on the top. Do you like me? Yes or no? Just check a box.
Do you want
chalk
it?
On the sidewalk, not from the cops. From the girls with the Wonder Girls playing game of hopscotch. Back to the 80s, used to see the candy lady. I hustle for some change with the rest of the crack baby. Seeing pregnant teens before Brenda's had a baby. West Coast high tide, 6-4 drive-bys. Rock a baby bye-bye. Don't cry dry ice. 6-carry casket, heart made of dry ice. Y'all keep retaliating, they already tried twice. Hit a couple 6-year-olds, the others a 4 or 5. Who would've known that you take such a nosedive? GPA 4.0, killed him with a 4-5. Still begging mama in the morning, can you go outside? You don't know the dangers, ma say no, you don't know why. Begging, yelling, please, I'll be home before the street lights bright. So with insight, mom says a prayer, checking on you every once in a while from the window upstairs. And when she looked, boy, you better be there. Medicare wasn't healthcare, didn't have wealth here, but we had self and determination, yes dear. Mama always told me there'd be days like this, when I was poor in some ways, really
I know that it's hard, I know that you're scarred. Just give it to God, that's my song. It's what they gon' say when they yell, go DJ, be the turn of the page. An average show becomes a household name. Just face, imagine one day, the reason I'm here, the reason I came.
Papa was a Rolling Stone, Stone was a crack rock. Used to call him Mick Jagger, clone Ozzy Osbourne. Damn, used to hustle for the bubble, used to hit blocks. Taxi cab, selling barbecue for the ooh. Bit off more than he can chew, selling victim to the booze. Wore size 16, still I couldn't fit his shoes. Figuratively, but literally, I make moves. Much bigger than them shoes worn by Shaq, I smack fools. Lyrically, I eat them up like they made a snack food. Intellect of scholars, no PhD, black too. Hard knocks, stay away from cops once a school. If a fool let off shots, do what track stars do. If I don't have my Jimmy Dean, two leave them sizzling. Choose to be cool, then the blood ooze drizzling. At this point, all my beef is on a plate with a couple of side pieces. Leg and a thigh thesis, living my life, be it I'm wrong or I'm right. See it, God is a plot, and he's a person to spot. Leave it a blemish or blot, see a
and believe it, that clock speaking. Stop every block, heathen, on top of it, make even. Horton written Bach, but I make it pop even. Expose my little foes, double D's in the top cleavage. I don't mean to think it, seeing is believing. I'm searching for the truth like it's life. Life goes on. I know that it's hard. I know that you're scarred. Just give it to God. That's my song. It's what they gon' say when they yell, go DJ, go DJ, be long. The turn of the page, an average show becomes a household name. Just stay strong. Imagine one day, the reason I'm here, the reason I came.
Beretta is metal, but the era is golden. Propose a toast to the legendary. Foremost is fam, all means necessary. The plan growth is fam, should get revenue. Anything less than success is unacceptable.
This torture design, you slaughter with rhymes. I give thanks to each and everyone supporting the grind. Put it all on the line. Nice from young with the fade when I was sporting designs. Minus the flaws, but I shine. Notice I'm focused. Mind state, of course I'm a climb. If you believe you can achieve, it's all in the mind. These young rappers, no match for a boss in his prime. Talk crime, but it's now when he's short on a dime. Why they fake like hustlers with scramble action? The light walk you through it, come sample passion. They tall tale about cash and fashion. How you handle ratchets, but it's 4-5's Andrew Jackson's. This the legendary remix, the golden era. You know it's trill, can't front, black flow is clever. If you real like I'm real, we can flow together. Open an act for icons, glow forever.
OGs and divas, flow homegrown sativa, Cole Medina. Life lessons, get money, the slogan. The Beretta is metal, but the era is golden. Propose a toast to the legendary. Foremost is fam, all means necessary. The plan growth, expansion, get revenue. Anything less than success is unacceptable.
Control shit like a Zionist. Rule with an iron fist. I insist buying and supplying piss. So light the loud up, I hike the crowd up. 40 cal to your temple, nigga, now what? You small time and like Lester Diamond. I'm Sam Rothstein, I'll whack your soft team. Keep a pawn queen, she sucking me off clean. While you young motherfuckers too high off lean. You niggas need to detox like Interscope. Remy Martin keep me warm like a winter coat. Got your girl at the mo all in the throat. Connect sending dope, y'all niggas winning note. Money, power, respect, like Lil' Kim said. And I don't fuck around, pussy, I'm from Hempstead. See, I prove what I said in the booth. Yeah, your girl hair's false, but her head is the truth. It's like that.
OGs and divas, flow homegrown sativa, Cole Medina. Life lessons, get money, the slogan. The Beretta is metal, but the era is golden. Propose a toast to the legendary. Foremost is fam, all means necessary. The plan growth, expansion, get revenue. Anything less than success is unacceptable.
Little guy with a big gun as a teen. Grew up, then I blew up, running with the team. Gunning for the cream. Smooth bullet wound when I exit the room. You know what I mean? Rockin' vibe on them. I'm paid in full. Chain so big, my neck pulled. Check full of zeros. I went from dollar heroes to Apollo De Niro. I see niggas die over heroes they was trying to be. Led from the bullet, not from the hand of Stan Lee. In this land I stand free. The U.S. of A, you work for free but pay to play. But let's just say you win if we war. You win, then I'll be at the industry door. And I ain't trying to see no exit. Only time bucks see out is when I see an investment. Yes, kid, come get the best, kid.
Those of you
Let me talk to y'all.
I want to. I tell me what it is for show, for show. Tell me, what it be.
Son of a preacher, born even, they say. The boy was headed straight for prison, y'all are squeezing the tray. Cause I was wild and kicking dust up on the streets that I stayed. But I was all about loving the night, a season, a day. They kept my name in the dirt next to Mom, Dukes, and all. Back up against the wall, watching pieces of the sky fall. Pushing was their weapon, but I didn't have a thing. Always knew I was a champion, but didn't have a ring. Here's the thing, you can't step on a man with nothing to lose. That's the ill mistake to seal your fate, he's coming back for you. And I wasn't like you, but they made me. Trying to work and overslave me like I came with breast. Stuffing and gravy, crazy, outlandish, foolish. A good sense of self-respect and the mind that flexes what the coolest. Coolness, it's hard to keep when they stressing your dome. So I say let's get it on, these haters got to get gone. Evil earth, twisting on the axis off filter. You can see it all through the mind's eye, no filter. It's all the trust, son, when everything around you's bugging. That's why I roll with two blood brothers and mad cousins. That type to give you they last when they got nothing. It's family, aka the few that understand me. Those that recognize it right now never a plan B. That's the way you're thinking when piranhas in the water. Today, fake friends wanna lead you to the slaughter. Psalms 82 said the earth is out of order. That's why I need destiny with all three of her daughters. Just call me the author. Actor and narrator, the triple threat, not giving thought to their hater. I need all my space service. Cause folks are relentless, picking on the defenses. It's the cold world, here's a style. All I do is give a smile. If they talk a slicker on the flip, then I'll give a growl. Put the toys away, I'm a man. No more playing now. Hack the bed to pieces is the plan. No more laying down. They're taking what I'm saying. True natures, they be displaying. Pull a wolf from sheep's clothing. People think you amazing. Me, I'll call a karma. Y'all, you're reaping what you sow. I'll expose them all for free. No, really be no dough. Flex follow suit on what they doing is a no-no. My black fist to their lips is the logo. Two wrongs to make the right, so I chill. Excommunicate these lanes from this life that I built. Until eye to eye, they stare this man right in the grill. Good Lord, let's say a prayer. Please keep me in my lane before I turn into a street fighter showing my yoga flame. These bums talking fast, but ain't ready to bang. That don't mean I won't steady my aim. Holla at me, what up?
Sometimes they forget to rap. I'd rather rip a track than go back to flipping crack. So whatever don't kill me, I just gotta live with that. Jack of all trades, put the Mac to your fade. Shrink Gorilla, they gon' have to put me back in the cage. Bottom line is if I'm rhyming, I'ma have to get paid. On fire, the flow is sighter than African braids.
The Alpha and Omega, the flow's mega. Cup of bellies and gold schlegger, make my tone deafer. They all are worried, they ordinary, I'm so extra. Heavy bars, I'm extra large, you so regular. Supreme beam, rumble the mean team. Show up at your video, put holes in your green screen. You talking but you soft as a green bean. Time to get your head knocked off at the guillotine. I'm gone.
I'm like a Gemini, ain't I fly? It's an everyday thing, an everyday thing.
Ain't no tricks, we set it to fire like Hendrix.
Bell, shout like a Gemini, ain't I fly?
It's an everyday thing, an everyday thing. No tricks, we set it to fire like Hendrix.
Yeah. I'm the hottest in the booth, that's the God, I'm the truth. When I say I'm from the bottom, that's the motherfucking root. Man enough to box, but I'm tough enough to shoot. Throw two up in the air like I'm chucking up the deuce. The one to root for, remember I was too poor. Now I get it all, 7 days every 2-4. Looking like a new star, acting bourgeois. Look at all these killers, I'm the one they down to shoot for. It's just me, I dress clean and talk dirty. Do this shit for my niggas that never saw 30. Light skin shooter, you can call Curry. Remember nights praying, hoping that the Lord heard me. 10 boots, match the car, hard cardigan. Top 5 MCs, they bars ain't hard as this. They gon' find your whole carcass where the garbage is. Mossberg pump, never step up in my yard again, I'm gone.
Like a Gemini, ain't I fly? It's an everyday thing, an everyday game.
Ain't no tricks, we set it to fire like Hendrix.
Shout like a Gemini, ain't I fly?
It's an everyday thing, an everyday game.
Ain't no tricks, we set it to fire like Hendrix.
And I say
and I bought her a fur. Now I'm hitting Whitney Houston. Oh, she bought me a fur. Far-fetched like Last Texan Kitty Rolex. Soon coming, but now it's time to kick the fun in. So where the ladies at?
Now we chilling over here.
And all the fellas
taking over this year.
I heard the party's round here, right?
No, that's right.
Then and then, yo. Hey, where the ladies at?
Now we chilling over here.
And all the fellas
taking over this year.
I heard the party's round here, right?
No, that's right.
Then and then, yo. Yo, hey,
Janine.
Yo, hey, Janine.
Yo,
hey,
Janine.
Yo, hey. I'm pouring out these rhymes for them kids who ain't here. Stakes is high, but we gon' try to have fun this year. Before there were guns, there was native tongues on these planes. Putting others on without them being pawns in this game.
Cause a pawn in this game is left with no game to play. So you best to check and hear what we gotta say. Now if you came to party, just let it be known. Now if you came to fight, you might get that head blown by the one and only Maceo Plug Third. JD Dub plays the wall, that's Kenny Calvin's first words. And a number two, a crew of dope girls from the woods. And not dope meaning, but dope meaning. Like the West Coast kids who be throwing up signs. I hate a Buster, that's his name is Buster Rhymes. Check the way my mind moves over times and grooves. Got some money to blow, wonder why I wanna know where the ladies at.
Yeah, we chilling over here.
And all the fellas, the fellas.
Yeah,
I heard the party's round here, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yo.